This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here, as well as the Genesis Communications Network out there. That's GCN Live on their website. And, of course, we broadcast to select Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets around the country, not to forget about our independent and leading independent stations in many areas around the country. Appreciate that opportunity, too. Now, we're also broadcasting, streaming live on the Internet out of GCNlive.com, out of the answer stations that we're on, including my home stations here, and on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and you can hear the program right now. Now, the satellite is also a part of what we do, Westwood One on the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, a U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers are back on the job today. Yep, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, a.k.a. X now, it's known as X, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, now let's go right to the phone lines. We've got Kyle Warren with us, hour number four of the Professor of Politics in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And let's go down here and pick up the Colonel, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Professor Captain, good morning to both of you.
Yep, and we'll let the group, okay, there he goes. One guy spilled his coffee trying to clap. It's 76 degrees, 76 trombones up there on the deck tonight. All right, how about saying the pledge and get rolling? You guys ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got a couple things to mention here. Yesterday was Libor Day, L-I-E, Libor Day, in Philadelphia, to pun a word, coin a word from Fox News a minute ago. And while he was there, besides tearing apart our former president by saying Trump didn't build a damn thing, he also said he wasn't worried about the United Auto Workers going on strike. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, all indications are I don't see them coming to reconciliation. The union,
nope.
Right there.
No, nope.
And we're days away from that. So that, and Yeah, it's amazing. You could change another letter and instead just LIBOR, LIBOR Day.
Yeah.
But every day is LIBOR Day when it comes to the Biden administration.
He is a piece of work, and I'm telling you, I realize that, and by the way, I feel sorry for his wife in only one respect. She's now come down with the COVID. She tested positive, and she's feeling the effects not quite as much as they could be, I guess, but she's feeling the effects. And this is a hell of a time to be talking about ivermectin and taking it off the market when that's what Donald Trump used to get rid of his case of COVID when he got it, remember?
Yeah, it's a strange thing because the United States and citizens were so much smarter than we were. It's interesting to see the degree to which they will play the same old card before. And curiously enough, many of them are trying to do exactly that. And you have some networks, of course, that are featuring you and I's favorite, Foxy. Speaking about LIBOR Day, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Professor, I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
Excellent. You know, we're hearing about some of these what appear to be Chinese operatives maybe trying to probe or test security at different military bases. We understand almost 100 DOD facilities have had something like this happen. What's going on with this, and how do we combat something like this?
Yeah, one of them is more apparent because we've been talking about it a while, and you talked about it earlier on the show, about the purchase of land by either Chinese or those affiliated with the Chinese near. That is something that's been in the works for years for that. But the other thing that's a little bit tougher to pick up on, and which the Chinese say they're afraid of where they're at in China, but is folks that are just they're playing tourists. Not necessarily Chinese tourists, but just playing tourists. And they're just innocently operating and maybe looking to even come on, because some of our military post installations are, hey, you come in, you show an ID, you check in, you can get in, and then they will casually take stock of the security and things like that, and that is harder to prevent, and that seems to be on the uptick.
All right, Colonel, hold on. Kyle, you hold on. Folks are going to take a break. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. It's Tuesday, and we'll be back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you are. That's Jeff in Sarasota. Some of you saw him over the weekend at the gun show up there in Largo. And they went, oh, you're the guy that talks about that stuff. Yep, he does. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Of course, they've got Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. And if you want to find out more, all you got to do is go to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and take a look at all the things they got going on. Now, they are the home, the original home, of the You Serve, You Save program, which means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and all church pastors too, get afforded a great deal for the work that you've done for our country. And we thank you so very much for doing that. In addition, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own that vehicle, Moss Care comes with it. That's free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And it can save you a lot of money down the road. And, of course, their locations are what you also want to know about. Now, their flagship location is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, U.S. 19 and at State Route 54. You can see that place at least a couple miles away with a huge, huge American flag that's up in the air. You'll see the flag before you ever see the dealership, and you'll know you're going the right way. It's the biggest flag anywhere in the area. Now, they've also got Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Florida Avenue down here in North Florida. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, located on State Route 50, the west side of Brooksville, State Route 50, and the Suncoast Parkway right there on the same side of the street, southbound side of the street. And again, they've got a big flagpole, too, that you'll see. Remember Moss's motto? Whatever it takes to be the best, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Now, Colonel, you are also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and you got a big event coming up.
Yes, Captain. Actually, it's part of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, so the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus will be out on the Space Coast. We'll go from the Sun Coast to Space Coast out in Melbourne. And on the Sunday, the 24th of September, we've got our biannual convention. And then we've got our Constitution Day dinner with feature speaker Tulsi Gabbard that evening. And it's always a great affair. I'm particularly excited about this because we've got new members and new folks and some of the familiar faces that we'll be seeing out there here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, and I think she's still active in the Hawaii National Guard. I believe she's a lieutenant colonel.
Right, and she can speak, of course, with the events in Hawaii because she'll be with that. And, of course, she can speak with great credibility about why she quit the Democratic Party because that's her book, which I think will go widely on the market in October. I think she may be offering them on the 24th of September. So that's kind of a cool thing. And she'll explain why she left the Democratic Party and embraced and is traveling the nation and speaking on behalf of constitutional conservatism.
Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Kevin, we had reports regarding Vladimir Putin and this grain deal that he is evidently not yet agreeing to or not moving forward with because he has all these demands, but the West is saying that they've pretty much met whatever demands he has. Where are we with this, and do you expect any movement anytime soon?
No. And the short answer is no. Based upon the reports I just read this morning, he doesn't want to say yes because I read some reports and I think there's a lot of truth to it. His folks and his planners were not stupid. They realized that on the battlefield they're at a disadvantage, particularly if they invite a proxy war that goes beyond just economic and diplomacy and involves face-to-face conflict with NATO and the United States. That's a losing proposition. However, they do have the power, along with Ukraine, of being a breadbasket for the world and having control because of Crimea of a lot of the straits right there and the waters right there with the support of Chinese, North Koreans, et cetera, Iranians. And so as a result of that, why should he agree with that? He can play coy and say and continue to say all this stuff like, well, you haven't acceded to my demands. Well, he'll keep moving the marker. The demands will always be worded a little bit differently, stayed a little different, because he's got nothing to lose and very little to gain by saying, okay, we'll just let all the grain shipments, like we agreed to in the deal brokered by Turkey before. So I don't think the Turkish prime minister meeting with is going to go anywhere. I think it's dead in the water. We need to be prepared for that outcome.
Well, staying on Vladimir Putin and Russia here for a moment, we've got one of Putin's propagandists, Igor Korochenko, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, went on Russia One Channel television and basically talked about the possibility and threatening nuclear strikes on U.S. territory in response to what's going on in Ukraine right now, I suppose, our support for them. They keep talking about this. At what point is it going to cross over into something very serious, if it hasn't already?
Yeah, Korochenko, easy for you to say. I think you're right. And actually, this was a response not to anything the United States did or said, because we're pretty lame, frankly, on the global stage, but something that the NATO Secretary General said, I believe, is the position. But it was NATO that says made this statement about a week or so ago and says, hey, the only way that we're going to have a long-term solution to this is if we get Russia out of Crimea and that Ukraine wins not just to retain and get rid of Vladimir for the lands that were taken since it invaded Ukraine, but out of Crimea, which, of course, stems back to 2014 as well. And that is what stemmed this hardcore, hardline thing to say, well, if we launch a nuke, it won't be just against in Europe, it'll be against the United States territory. And, of course, Also, you have both Jinping, you have China and Vladimir Putin that will be absent at the G20 summit in India. You put all these things together, it's a war of words, but there are real dangerous potential consequences that could be there behind the words. And it's really miscalculation, I think, is the greatest danger. I mean, there are some people out there that say, yeah, Vladimir is serious, and we need to take it serious. He could launch this to start World War III, which is precisely what it'd be. And some would say, well, he's just playing that, and he's just going on and on. I think that's the preventing thought administration. The truth is always somewhere in between, because the risk is somebody doing something incredibly stupid, or the friend or ally of somebody doing something stupid, and then regardless of whether they want to or not, a guy like Vladimir being pulled into something because of something stupid Iran, China, or North Korea did, and then there you go.
Well, do you think, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, do you think that there are any back channels or anybody within the Kremlin who doesn't want to see this kind of stuff continue on? Do you think that there's any way that they would ever remove Vladimir Putin?
You know, to the extent that there's really what we would call back channels, because, you know, we've got that even in our own Pentagon, Department of Defense. But yeah, I absolutely do. I think without a doubt that there are folks in position, not just some folks that have served and come back and Russian people, but I got to believe that there are folks. And I'm hopeful that our intelligence apparatus has somehow got some contacts with them, and they're operating with that. I'm not saying to assassinate or take out Putin right there, but talking sense, so that they can surreptitiously keep things straight, so that we don't have the miscalculation on the part of Putin or the folks that he puts in place to replace the folks that he fires, because some of them. They talk pretty scary stuff, and it's quite a stretch to talk scarier stuff than Vladimir appears to be willing to say, or some of his spokesmen are willing to say.
Hmm. Well, you know, Kyle, we're running out of time here, so I got to let the Colonel go here. But Colonel, I'm going to see you on Thursday, I believe, at the Heritage Harbor for lunch, right?
I will be there, yeah, along with all the rest of the Captain's Army. I know you're talking about David, and I look forward to seeing him.
Yep.
And all the capitans and leaders of the Captain's Army on America's Third Watch.
Yeah, well, we've even got a colonel mixed in there, too.
There you go.
All right, Colonel, I look forward to seeing you then. Thank you, sir. Okay.
See you, the professor.
All right, and, of course, check out the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. And think about becoming a member, or even in one of your states, you can start a chapter if you don't have one. Kyle, hang on. We got Harrison coming in here next. Going to talk about some college football. Yep, got fired up over the weekend, and more teams starting up this week. We'll be talking about them, and don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. The New York Times reported news of Kim's rare trip abroad yesterday. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. The White House expressed concerns. National Security Council spokesperson Adrienne Watson said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. Cuba's foreign ministry is reporting a human trafficking ring that has coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. Few details were given to the media, but noted the trafficking ring was operated both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles away from Moscow, and in Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and WoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for the award-winning and all-around good guy that he is, Mr. Sports himself. We call him Harrison on Sports. So here he is, Harrison on Sports. Take it away, my friend.
Hello, everybody.
All right, sit down and behave yourself over there. There we go. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the applause. I'll take my bow. Let's get going. Starting things off, as usual, with the Tampa Bay Rays. Before the sixth inning, it looked like the Rays were in a good spot to start off their homestand against Boston on the right foot, but all unraveled, and they lost 7-3. The Rays now look to get this homestand back on track when they continue their series against the Red Sox tonight, and Zach Eflin will start the game for the Rays. And Eflin had a nice, strong finish to the month of August as he gets ready for his first start in September. He had a 1.47 ERA in his last three starts and has gone six-plus innings in all of them. And keep an eye on Brandon Lau as well, too, as he's been sharp at the plate lately. He's been batting .324 with an OPS of .855 in his last 10 games. And the Rays have certainly needed that offense as he batted in two of the three runs in yesterday's game. The Rays are now 3.5 games back of the O's with less than a month to go. The magic number for the Orioles to clinch, 23. So it's far from over in this American League East race. And the Rays, they do not have an off day until September 18th, which is 2 weeks from now. So we'll see how they hold up during that stretch that includes, along with this Boston series, hosting the Mariners for three games and traveling to Baltimore for a big four-game series. But we'll have time to talk about that still down the road. Sticking to Florida baseball as well, the Marlins enter their series against the Dodgers tonight, coming off a four-game sweep of the Washington Nationals. They are now a half game back of the wild card. They'll have to get through Clayton Kershaw if they want to keep this winning streak going. And you guys know I can talk baseball forever, but we got to hop to the gridiron for college football. The Florida Gators prepare for their home opener against McNeese State, which should get them into the win column for the first time this season. And they're coming off a rough 24-11 loss to Utah and Salt Lake City. But there are some positive takeaways. Quarterback Graham Mertz had a solid debut for the Gators, completing 70% of his passes. And the defense did show some improvement under Austin Armstrong, who made his Gator debut as a defensive coordinator. Now, keep in mind, McNeese is a tune-up game. Is it preparing them for the big matchup against Tennessee a week later? We'll have to find out. But on that note, the USF Bulls lost 41-24 to Western Kentucky to start the season. But the final score doesn't necessarily say the whole story. They were in it for most of it. And they look for their first win of the year when they host FAMU at Ray J this week. Meanwhile, on the other side of I-4, UCF picked up a blowout win over Kent State, 56-6.
And
that is one, That is one way to start off your time. And I know while Kent State is in the MAC, it's definitely a good way to tell the Big 12 they're coming for them. Remember, big first year in a Power 5 conference. So whatever statement they can make, they will do. And now they look to make another statement when they head out west to Idaho to play Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And Boise State, also a good opponent. They won 10 games last season. So, and this is fun fact, the second time the two schools have ever played each other, UCF pulled out a 36-31 win in Orlando just 2 years ago. So we'll see how that goes. The Miami Hurricanes showed they are the true University of Miami when they put the beat down on Miami of Ohio in what is called the Confusion Bowl. I still absolutely love that name. The Hurricanes put up just short of, get this, 500 total yards of offense, specifically 493, 250 from the ground, and 243 from the air. So they'll take this into their home matchup where they host 23rd-ranked Texas A&M, who is also coming off a nice tune-up game, beating New Mexico 56-10. And I'm sure the Hurricanes and their fans will love nothing more than a win over Jimbo Fisher. The Canes lost 6-7 versus Jimbo when he was the head coach of Florida State. And speaking of Florida State, that AP poll will be coming out today, and we have to expect that as of last week, we're 8th-ranked Florida State. We'll move up after their blowout win of 45-24 over 5th-ranked LSU. And you know, because some would say maybe LSU ranked a little too high, maybe, but that is still a massive statement for the Florida Seminoles as they go into year four of Mike Norvell and coming off a big season last year. Just shows if you give the head coach some time, they can put something together. Maybe keep that in mind for Billy Napier this week and going forward. But that'll do it for your MLB/college football update. We now return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Thank you very much, Harrison. Good job. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Okay, so that's Harrison on sports, and that's his new feature there, Kyle. What do you think?
I think he did a great job. Very informative.
Yep, he was very informative, and we found out some of the things that you know, we wanted to hear about, of course. And, of course, one thing he didn't mention, I'm glad he didn't, but the LSU coach was just fit to be tied after that FSU victory. I mean, he went absolutely bonkers on his team.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's too bad. You know, the players play the game, the coaches coach the game, but it was all I think he got a little bit too exerted, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Too hyper or whatever. Well, Kyle, we're coming back and we're going to be talking about some different things here. But one of the things that we're going to be talking about is the fact that the New York Times, yes, that's right, folks, the New York Times is surprising a lot of people because not only are they picking up on Joe Biden and his problems, but now they're chiming into the Ukraine situation. They've been very quiet for the past several years, but here they go again. What do you suppose, Kyle, the New York Times is up to? We'll talk about that when we come back, of course, but isn't that amazing that a very liberal newspaper is suddenly starting to challenge a very institution that buys the papers from them?
Well, when things become way too obvious that it can't be hidden or it can't be simply swept under the rug anymore, well, you got to do something.
Yeah, and of course, Mr. Zelensky is replacing his defense minister, there's a couple reasons for that, but I'm not surprised. We've heard about that for a while, too, haven't we?
Yeah, we heard that it was building up and that it was very likely in the next few days, and here we are now.
By the way, Joe Biden, something interesting, a quote yesterday. I haven't had the occasion to go to East Palestine. Really, Joe? Is that because you've been on vacation for 40% of your presidency? Read the numbers.
Well, yeah, he didn't go to East Palestine for obvious reasons. He didn't want that kind of optic with him, and it's sad.
Maybe he didn't want to smell the oil or something.
Well, right. I mean, it was a fiasco with Pete Buttigieg, and it would have been worse with Joe Biden, so they just hope everybody forgot about it.
No, they haven't forgotten. That town can't wait for the next election. They can't wait, trust me.
Got that right, yeah.
Mm-hmm, trust me. All right, well, the music's still going to be coming up in my ear here pretty quick here, but Kyle and I will be right back. Final segment of the Captain's America coming up. And by the way, today's Tuesday. That means that I will be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch today from about 11 to 1. I might be leaving a little bit early because I got a doctor's appointment this afternoon at 1:30. That'll take me about 20, 30 minutes to get there. So anyway, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back right after these messages. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And we're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Welcome aboard KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas.
Now, we did hear from some people in Las Vegas on the messenger, the Facebook messenger, and we want to thank you for that, and we mentioned your names out there. I've since put the messages aside, so I don't have them in front of me, but we want to thank you for that. You can always contact the show that way. You can go over to the Facebook page and talk to us off that, or you can talk to us off the website, send us a message off to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Well, this portion of the program, final segment, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, and they've been with us since the very beginnings of the show. Now, you can stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment for service or just stop on by the store and see what they have to offer. Now, if you need some parts, if you need some advice, if you need some information about shutters or whatnot, they can do all of that for you, and they welcome people from other parts of the country to call them because they actually will ship things to you that you can very easily install yourself or get an installer to put it up, whatever you might happen to do or want to do. So anyway, I've known about them for a number of years, and I know how good they can be. So locally here, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And make sure when you do call them, you tell them the captain sent you. Now, 941-922-2345 is the phone number. 941-922-2345. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They're the best at what they do, bar none. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and you and I are going to finish the slot off here. We do have a caller, and that caller will be coming on here in just a minute because we've got some things we've got to mention here. Kyle, the New York Times has finally woken up, literally. We heard them a little while ago taking Joe Biden to task, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, now they've woken up to the corruption in the Ukraine. Officials are admitting the military contract money that's been given to Ukraine, some of it has just disappeared. They have no idea where it went. And we're talking pallets of cash.
Well, right, yeah. So either it disappeared into some kind of internal corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Could it have made its way back to somebody else in this country in the form of a kickback? I mean, I don't have any evidence for that. I'm just speculating. But it certainly does beg the question, because if it disappeared, poof, into the ether, well, we better find out where it went.
Yeah, well, we don't know where it's gone, but the fact of the matter is that the President Zelensky replaced his defense minister because he thinks he had something to do with it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, corruption is not a new thing. In fact, this was one of the reasons, Captain, why talk of having Ukraine join NATO in the first place, well before the invasion, this was one of the primary concerns, is the corruption within the country there.
Well, the last president that was there did do a lot of things and did abscond to Russia with several billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. And one of the things that he did was they bought this consulate, which is now a consulate down there in Miami Beach, for the Ukraine. And a lot of people were going, oh, look at this, Zelensky bought him a house. No, Zelensky didn't buy him a house. It was the former Ukrainian president bought the house, and that's where he was going to be spending some time. Well, he got caught, and he disappeared and wound up in Russia, and Russia's taking very good care of him, thank you very much, but I bet he's paying for that too. Want to bet?
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. But overall, of course, if how many millions or billions are missing, whatever the case may be, we keep pouring more money into Ukraine, and we have to have these questions answered. Otherwise, we're just throwing it into a hole somewhere.
And I want to mention before we go to the caller here that the Bidenomics, the vast majority of Americans that have been asked about Bidenomics, and especially the polls, say the economy is as bad or worse than ever, and getting far worse.
And getting far worse is right. Well, Captain, we just go back, almost a way back machine here. Ronald Reagan, the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, right? And most Americans would say no. I mean, 4 years, given the idea that we're coming up on this next election cycle. But most Americans, I think if they're honest with themselves, they're going to say no.
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, make sure now. I want to make sure. Cause
I'm ready.
Because here we go. Okay, well, here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Well, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I say more in 60 seconds than anybody does all day long. Kemp in Georgia, you're a disgrace. I don't understand why you people in Georgia, where you have the Masters under Bobby Jones, the greatest golfer of all time who never turned pro and stayed an amateur and became a lawyer, I don't understand why you idiots aren't marching to the governor's office and tell him that Chinese crook Kemp to fire that attorney general and get rid of that judge like Ron DeSantis got rid of George Soros' attorney generals. It's a disgrace what's happening in Georgia, okay? I understand in Washington, D.C. and in New York where the corruption, where they own the governor and the judge, but it's a disgrace for Georgia. for you not to get rid of this and throw this case and dismiss it against Donald Trump, who won in a landslide, by the way, who won in a landslide. Now everyone sees that Joe Biden sucks. Of course Joe Biden is getting money kickbacks from Ukraine. The Biden family, and where's the impeachment, McCarthy? Where's the impeachment? If I hear one fake Republican tell me not to impeach Joe Biden, the crook, and the Biden syndicate family, you should be off the stage. I don't want to see any of you clowns. No, I'm not watching the Republican debate. All you idiots should be fighting for Donald Trump and fighting for America. It's a disgrace what's happening. Donald, we love you. You're the greatest. Keep fighting. We're with you. The American people love you, and you're the greatest president in American history. Peace.
All right. That was Todd in Tampa, but Todd had one thing wrong, Kyle. Did you pick up on it?
What was that?
The attorney general in Georgia. Recently, the attorney general agreed with everything that Donald Trump said, that it was true, that he was never coerced by Donald Trump, and his testimony that goes direct to the heart of the case from the district attorney, which is going to blow that case totally out of the water because she has no case without him, and he's not going along with it.
Yeah, so I'm curious if they would have to wait for a trial or if Trump's lawyers can go in with a motion to dismiss on this kind of testimony.
Well, perhaps, because there's a group of them today that are being arraigned.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So perhaps, and I don't know exactly how they're going to do this. I'm not an attorney, but I do know when your lead person that you're basing your case on, they say, well, Trump said that he had to get 14, whatever the amount of what was. He had to come up with those votes and this and the other. The attorney general said, no, that was never mentioned. Yeah, the vote total was, but not that he had to get rid of them.
Well, right. Well, the idea was, if you happen to find 11,780, I think it was, if you find those, then that swings the election. He didn't say,
go find them or
pull them out of thin air.
Nope, not at all. So, therefore, he's one of the good guys that come to find out because he didn't screw around and do what this attorney, district attorney, said he did. So, she's the one that made up a story, and they need to go after her.
Well, it seems like the idea was, let's just manipulate this as much as possible, make it look as bad as possible, do the indictments. Maybe they get thrown out eventually, but at least we get the indictments and we get the mugshot, and we're going to try to muddy the waters. That's the whole point.
Well, they got the mugshot, they got the indictment, but it's all wrong. And again, I'm not an attorney, but I know right from wrong, and that's wrong.
Yeah, and it's, I think, a real possible a jury would see it that way, too. Hopefully a judge will, as they take a look at this and say, okay, there's no case if you don't have the testimony.
Yeah, and I've worked with a lot of good district attorneys in my past because we did fire investigation and arson investigation, and most of them are pretty good, okay? You don't need to worry about whether or not they're going to get something right or not because they're going to get it right. But this was just a zoo from beginning to end, unfortunately.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
All right, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, my friend, and I'll talk to you tonight. So you have yourself a great day and stay low.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care out there.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And by the way, Tuesday means it's time to have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue in West Waters. I'll be over there, and I'll be enjoying a fine lunch with some fine people. You know who you are. The rest of you, we'll see if you show up. God bless America, everybody. See you tonight.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.